Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Kathy Kayla, and this is 101.9 High FM. Let's speak to Anita Friedman. Anita is the World WITSO Chairperson, WITSO being the Women's International Zionist Organization. Good morning, Anita. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Howard. How are you?
No, it's Kathy. It's Kathy. Yeah. I think Howard would be quite upset if anyone thought that we sounded alike. Actually, you know what? I'm going to taunt him with that. Harry, could you please just get a clip of that? I want to send it to Howard. All right, Anita.
I don't hear you. I'm sorry, but I don't hear you very well.
All right, let me try and move it, and let's see if this is any better. How's that? Any better, Anita?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay.
Yes, a little better.
Anita, let's just talk about the global media silence about the horrors that this released hostage, Amit Susanna, you know, she released all the details of the horrors that she had to endure while while she had been in captivity with Hamas. Are you surprised at the media silence?
To tell you the truth, at this point of the game, I am not surprised at all. We have been seeing a deafening silence from everyone since October 7th, and moreover, since we released the testimonies and forensic testimonies regarding all this. Amit has gone a step forward in her courage and in her audacity to show the world exactly what happened. She's doing this to bring light into the plight of the hostages that are still being retained there, and the urgency to release them right now, because as she provided a testimony for, they're going horrific abuse. At this point, I cannot call it anti-Semitism anymore. It's just not human. It's just this complete disregard of what's happening and all the testimonies and everything that has come up to light.
Anita, can I offer just personally, you know, it's my business, it is my job to know what is happening in the news. And sometimes it's just overwhelming. Especially with the stories that come out of Israel, it affects each one of us profoundly, and it just gets to a point where we just can't take on one more thing. It's not because of anti-Semitism, God forbid, but it's just overwhelming, and we can't process. What do we do?
Well, war is horrible,
yes.
And what's happened here on the 7th of October were atrocities that the humanity hasn't seen in decades, especially in a Western country. I understand exactly what you're saying, because we're going through the same process here. You know, our soul can only take so much.
Yeah.
But in this case is different, because this case was researched by the New York Times. They were with her for 8 hours. This is something very palpable and very straightforward. And for all the deniers or all the people that are just looking at what's happening on one side, you know, it's very hard. It's a difficult situation, because the ones that won't listen to you, they won't listen to you no matter what. So this goes to the ones that really are still open to listening and to understanding what really is going on and went on, and understanding that we still have 134 hostages that are being held in captivity, and their plight that they might be, they are suffering there. The world needs to hear this over and over, because yes, we are hearing the other side, and the other side is people are having people in Gaza are suffering. There's no question about it. But as we have seen many, many times said, this could be over very, very fast if Hamas decides to return the hostages and put down their arms. So it has to be heard. It has to be distributed. People need to understand that. And when you personalize this, as Adi did, and for this she's a hero, because, you know, for a woman to go over her trauma again, it's to open everything again.
Yes,
it's not an easy plight, and she's very courageous in doing that. And the only reason she's doing this is to bring, again, the spotlight into this issue.
Yeah. One of our listeners has actually got a question, Anita. He says, has the United Nations forgotten about the Geneva Convention? Is it not applicable today to protect prisoners of war and hostages? And I would say, surely it must be.
I guess it's not if you're a Jew or you're an Israeli. And this is what they're showing us over and over. Every time the issue comes up, they have a reason why. Why we deserve this, or why it happened, or why it's happening. And look, as I said, you see it also in all the women's organizations, international women's organizations, this deafening silence that Me Too, unless you're a Jew, you know, that went over for a long time through the social media. And so I'm not surprised. It's just another show of the differentiation and the different level of standards that we are held upon.
Yeah. Anita, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much for making time to speak to me this morning, and just keep up the
thank
good work
you.
That you're doing, and thank you for speaking out. Thank you very much. That is Anita Friedman. She is the chairperson of World WITSO, WITSO being Women's International Zionist Organization, discussing the global media silence as it has related to, you know, the testimony of Amit Susana. She was a hostage of Hamas.